He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Wednesday. It's the midweek version of the Best Stocks Now show with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. We are live on this April the 28th, 2021. We've got a mixed up market to start the day. The Dow down 159. We had a lot of Dow stocks report earnings today. I got to believe Boeing. Let's check in on Boeing. Is the Boeing the culprit here today of the Dow? Yeah, it's down 3.2%, so it's not helping the Dow. The NASDAQ, on the other hand, is up 22. That's pretty good. I think Google is one of the big heavy lifters. Wow, look at that chart on Google today. A lot of people don't like Google, but you got to like the stock. It's up $135 per share, 5.9% today. What else do we have going on? What don't we have going on? It's a busy week here. The S&P is in the green right now, up 7 points to 4194. It's going to bump into that 4200 resistance level here pretty soon. Keep an eye on that. Russell 2000 down 8. The crude oil market, crude's got a little lift underneath it, with crude is at 43.87 here today. Gold's down $7.70 per ounce. Precious metals just going nowhere. Industrial metals, however, are one of the sectors that is really working here in 2021. Silver's down 47 cents. The 10-year, did anybody notice the big jump in the bond yield yesterday? 1.63, not good for growth, high-growth stocks. They continue to be very weak. Bitcoin's up 256 to 54,769. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now show with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, 24 years behind the microphone without a break. You know, I need a break once in a while. I love doing what I do. I love telling you what I observe in the market every day. I'm a guide on the fishing waters of the Dow, the NASDAQ, the S&P, the Russell 2000, you name it, global stocks. And I report my catch or lack thereof every single day. But most importantly, my observations. You know, I was this morning just extolling the virtues and thanking the Best Stocks Now app for what it does for me. You know, I created it so I could size up a stock in seconds, whether to pursue it any further or not. You know, I was an analyst in the early days of my career, and I would spend, many days on one stock writing up a research report. And, in the real world, a lot of these research analysts will spend a lot of time researching a stock. And I think the result is pretty mediocre for the most part. They're looking for something to buy, you know, within their discipline as an analyst, whatever sector they may be in. And that may force their hand a little bit. I see buy recommendations all the time. And I go, what is that guy thinking or what is she thinking? I'm able to sum things up in seconds. You know, I look at this year, price-to-sales ratio, forward PE, PEG ratio, momentum. And I look at that bottom-line ranking, and if it doesn't meet my criteria, I move on, and I move very, very quickly. I would say this morning I probably looked at, the stories. There's been stories on a lot of stocks since this time yesterday. I got caught up in all the news stories, all the new earnings reports, all the upgrades, all the downgrades, all of the corporate news, etc. Maybe I looked at 200 stocks this morning, and I found two that met my criteria. So you got to look under a lot of rocks to find some potential gold nuggets, which I like to share with you here on a daily basis on my Best Stocks Now show. Okay, well, let's take a look. Yesterday, I got to tell you, there's about three sectors that are working in the market this year. If you're fighting the tide in other sectors, fishing in areas that did very, very well last year, you're wasting a lot of time, you're wasting a lot of bait, you're wasting a lot of effort. The action this year so far, it shifted rapidly in February, and it's remained in about three sectors since then. Okay, you've got the commodity-related sectors and stocks, the Alcoas, the Timken Steels, the Freeport MacMorans, the fertilizer stocks, Mosaic, others in that sector. That's probably the number one sector in the market so far this year. The market is obviously expecting inflation. That's part of the equation. The other part of the equation is there was a lot of shutdown of mining and production during the COVID crisis. And now that that's easing up, the demand is coming back, but the supply is behind the curve. And that's helping a lot of stocks. In that Vale, for instance, another good one. What's the fertilizer stock? Corteva, a very good stock. The other sector that's really working this year is the financial sector. Because these are not sectors that worked last year, believe me. No, it was all about sexy, glamorous. The faster the growth, the bigger the story, the more the hype, the better. But this year, investors, especially professional investors, are stopping and taking a look at the valuations, okay? Very important. They're looking for more concrete, tangible types of valuations than what the valuations might be 10 years from now. And we hear, you know, people say, well, it'll grow into its valuation. Well, yeah. It 10 years, in the meantime, it's going to be volatile as heck. That's just not a good place to be this year. The financials have also, they've been helped by years of neglect, people not even having any interest. Now when you're looking for low price to sales, you're going to find a lot of low price to sales stocks in the commodity sector, in the financial sector, and the financial sector is being helped by rising interest rates. The third best sector in the market, I mean, actually there's four, the building sector. You have a shortage of homes in America. You had lumber behind the curve for supply while the demand is there. And it's not just the home builders, but it's all of the sectors of the home, of the building, like construction products and services and whatnot, all feeding in to that demand for the home. For new homes, existing homes, etc. The building sector is on fire this year. And the fourth one I'm going to call the auto sector. But it's not the electric vehicle sector. It's not Lordstown Motors. It's not, you know, some of the other Fisker and some of the other potential EVs of the future. No, it's the companies that are making the parts for these companies, for these cars, not only electric vehicles, but the entire auto sector. The auto sector, the new car sales companies, publicly traded, they're doing wonderful. The used car sales, Vroom, VRM has been doing well. The valuation is high on Carvana, but it's doing fantastic. But even more than that, go to Seeking Alpha today. We have a brand new article out on a basic automobile parts, you know, original equipment type of things for new cars. The company has been around for a long, long time. It currently meets all my criteria. It checks all the boxes, price to sales, PEG ratio, forward PE. That's the first thing you look up. When you look up a stock on the beststocksnowapp.com, look at those three ratios. Then look at the five-year target price, and then look at the overall ranking of the stock. You see how easy I just made your life for you in the stock market? Well, we have a brand new article out on one of our favorite stocks. It's one of our largest positions, and it has quite good exposure to the EV market, and you're not paying 300 times earnings or 22 times sales. No, you're down in that range that I've been talking about. Price to sales ratio, 1-to-3. PEG ratio, very close to 1. You want something trading at a discount to its growth rate or at or near its growth rate. And you want a good chart and some healthy momentum behind the stock. And those are your four sectors. Oh, I would add one more. The agricultural sector, which kind of crosses the line with the commodity sector. But you're seeing 10-year highs on soybeans, corn, wheat, and the products used to produce them. We'll be right back. Second quarter of the Best Stocks Now show. Dow down 144. A couple Dow stocks dragging it down. S&P's up 9. It's improved a little bit here since we started the show. And the NASDAQ is now up 23 at or near a new all-time high. 14,113. That's been a problem for the NASDAQ here recently when it gets to that level. We'll see if it can break through. Google definitely breaking through, or Alphabet, I guess you call it. Everybody calls it Google. Why did they change their name? Alphabet definitely breaking through its resistance level. We have liftoff on Google today. Okay, well, we've also got a couple of important consumer confidence. In April, jumps to pandemic high. Well, hallelujah, we're back to the... We can shop in person instead of sitting on our couch in our pajamas and slippers. April consumer confidence, 121.7 versus 112. That would be another little section of the market. I would say that a lot of the low-end retailers, Aaron's, Kirkland's, Delta Apparel, Bassett Furniture, Restoration Hardware, Haverty's Furniture. You know, a lot of that stimulus money sloshing around home, at-home goods, those kinds of stocks, Crocs. Those are all very, very strong consumer stocks, and I would just say that they're at the low end. You know, they're not high-end retailers. We'll get Jerome Powell's thoughts tomorrow on tapering. When will they begin pulling back on their bond buying that has artificially kept interest rates where they're at, kept them from exploding to the upside? Well, in advance of this announcement tomorrow and his thoughts on where we go from here, interest rates are trickling up. Yesterday was a very bad day for the overall bond market. If you own your individual bonds and you're going to hold them to maturity, you know, you don't have to worry about that. But the bond funds, not a good place to be because you've got tremendous interest rate risk in those bond funds that you can't hold the bonds to maturity in those funds. Well, I remember the last taper tantrum. It was not pretty. I mean, there was a sell-off in the market and in the bond market especially as he started to do the tapering of the buying of the bond. So we'll watch that. That's going to be tomorrow when he kind of announces the results of the Fed meeting. Two more blood clot cases reported with the J&J vaccine. That's up to 17 cases. Out of 8 million doses. Well, you could do the math. Divide 17 into 8 million. The odds are very, very low. But the threat is there regardless. Bitcoin, U.S. Bank will now add to their crypto business. And you've got the first NFL player, Sean Culkin, tight end for the Kansas City Chiefs, wants his entire paycheck in Bitcoin. There's another player, who is it? The Panthers, Russell Okung. He wants half of his salary to be paid in Bitcoin. Okay, well, I hope Bitcoin hangs in there for him. It's at $55,000. And today you had Elon Musk tweeting about Dogecoin. It's up 15% to 33 cents right now. Elon claims to be the Doge father right now, and he's pumping up Doge. If that's what it takes, I mean, to pump up an asset class, you know, I think I'm just going to watch from the sidelines. Speaking of gambling, what do you think those Nevada casinos, where do they make most of their money? It's not at the buffet. I can tell you that. The Nevada gaming win is back over $1 billion. This is for the month of March. In other words, this is what they won off of gamblers. They don't lose. You know, you may have a winning day here and there. But overall, the house has got a tremendous advantage over you. Nevada gaming win back over $1 billion as the recovery accelerates. They had a $772 million win in February. And they're talking about going back to 80 to 100%, you know, occupancy rates of these casinos, which will just increase the win rate even more. Parabolic lumber prices face reversal, but will remain elevated. Well, we continue to own a few lumber stocks. Lumber futures, this is one analyst, says will tumble to $600 by the end of the year. I think they're currently at $1,100, but the demand is they're $1,450. Lumber prices are up 70% this year. Okay, well, Lordstown Motor, speaking of electric vehicle stocks that are not in favor this year, Ride, Lordstown Motors. Now, this is the company that took over the big plant, the old GM plant in Lordstown, Ohio, and they're going to make all electric trucks. This is the plant that former President Trump visited and, did a press conference or something like that there from the plant itself. The company is behind $470,000 in real estate taxes. That's not good. They also owe a 10% late payment penalty of around $57,000. So anyways, things kind of tough there at Lordstown as they continue to work. I know their initial batch of trucks is all sold out. They just haven't produced them yet. UPS lifts freight and logistics sector with a strong earnings report. Well, you know, that's another little microcosm of the market. The freight, especially what the shipping overseas, the dry bulk carriers, because of the demand for, the grains and whatnot. And the transportation trucking stocks have been very strong. Now, here's my demonstration of sizing up a stock in seconds. Let's take a look at UPS. Somebody set their stopwatch. UPS is in the transportation air freight sector, $145 billion mega cap stock. Price to sales is 2. Okay, I'm on board so far. The forward PE is 19. Well, the market's trading at 23 times forward earnings. So that is a discount. But here's the rub. The growth rate for UPS going forward is expected to be about 9% per year. When you divide 9 into 19, the PEG ratio is 2.2. I'm trying to keep it around 1. Its 5-year upside potential, 44%. I require 80% or more. The stock is ranked 1,151 out of 5,790. Well, I could have went faster. I do it in my head in seconds. But just like that, you've become a research analyst on your iPhone, you're carrying around your own research analyst where you can sum up a stock in seconds. www.beststocksnowapp.com. We'll be right back. Officer. And welcome back here to the second half of Best Stocks Now show. Dow down 136. You know, the other one that's hurting the Dow today is Microsoft. We own Microsoft. That's hurting us a little bit here today, but we have one that is just blasting off. I think I featured it on Monday. Capital One, I know, simple company, credit cards, COF, in the financial sector. One of the best sectors in the market in 2021. You look at a chart of Capital One, COF, and, you know, I mean, some of these battery charging companies like ChargePoint or Blink would give anything to have growth in an earnings report like Capital One had, and a chart like Capital One has, COF. Another big winner we have here today is Haverty Furniture, HVT. Kind of a low-end, you know, area of the market. Other movers here this morning, I'd say the other one is the agricultural sector. Once again, in the early action of today's market. And also hurting the Dow is, what was the other one hurting? Oh, Boeing. Boeing is down 3.3% here today. All right, well, let's look at a lot. You know what? This is a busy week. There's 183 S&P 500 stocks reporting this week. I'm on every one of them. There's 10 Dow stocks reporting this week, and there's a lot of stocks in the news. Vail, which we featured yesterday, is considering spinning off a portion of their business, of their base metals business, with an eye on the EV market. This could help them take advantage of increasing demand from electric car manufacturers. Well, Vail chart is outstanding. This is a very large holding at our firm. That stock is breaking out to new all-time highs today. Part of one of those sectors that is working this year. Basic materials, industrial metals, not precious metals, industrial metals. We've got Amazon is going to report tomorrow. Amazon is having a very good day today. I talked yesterday about at least Charlie Gasparino is reporting that he thinks Amazon's going to split, do a major split. Well, you know, that would help. I think it would. It's trading at 3,461. Its all-time high is 3,552. Of course, Amazon has a new CEO. I believe that this is the last quarter under Bezos' command that is being reported. The new CEO will take has already taken over. Not only is there a rumor that Amazon will split, but they'll be added to the Dow. It'll make them eligible to be added to the Dow Jones Industrial Average. At $1.7 billion, I think maybe they should be in the Dow. Kick Amgen out. Is that company still in the Dow, Amgen? They change it so much. Amgen is just a stinker of a stock. Spotify. You know what? Let's see if Spotify, talk about summing up a stock in seconds. Let's see if Spotify meets this year's criteria that the market seems to be demanding, a low price to sales ratio, 1-3. Spotify is 5.9. Okay, Spotify is the subscription service for podcast and music, the company that gave Joe Rogan $100 million to jump ship. Spotify is trading at extremely rich multiples. Now, I know it's a favorite of Kathy Wood at ARK Funds. ARKK is one of the funds that she runs. ARKQ, another one. Spot looks terrible. They've never made a profit. They're a $50 billion company. It's trading at a high price-to-sales ratio. We can't do a forward PE because there's no E. The growth rate is expected to be astonishing. Maybe at some point they'll grow into this current valuation. Stock down 9% today, $26 per share. I have no position in Spot, S-P-O-T, run, spot, run. And I have no interest in this market. Now, last year, a different animal. We had a different market last year. Valuations didn't matter so much. It does this year. Okay, despite that, analysts like Spotify's price hikes. Spotify is raising the price on their subscribers. Will the subscribers like the price hikes? Rosenblatt is very bullish with a $425 target price. Wow. The stock is trading at $266. I couldn't disagree more. Okay, another very expensive stock has reported earnings here this morning, Shopify. That's another highfalutin high flyer. Let's check in seconds on Shopify's crucial numbers that we're looking for. Price to sales, 49. Is there a higher price to sales ratio in the entire market? I mean, what kind of profit margin does Shopify have to warrant 49 times sales, 338 times cash flow? Now, I own Spotify. I own Shopify, not Spotify. This is Shopify. I owned Shopify last year. I made good money on Shopify. This is a different year. Forward PE of 236. You heard it right. Growth rate, 25%. Divide 236 by 25. Peg ratio, 9.4. You know, it's the only stock in that kind of stratosphere that I can think of right now is Tesla. Shopify, however, is up 9.3% today, but it's been in a massive sideways trend since February of this year. Are you going to be enticed into Shopify at 49 times sales? I'm staying at 1 to 3, so maybe 27 years from now Shopify will be down in that range, but I'm just going to pass. Yes, it's a great company with a great product with a phenomenal growth rate, but look how much you're paying for that phenomenal growth rate. Now, on the other hand, okay, let's look at Dow. Yeah, Dow Chemical. This is excitement galore. This is as sexy as it gets. They provide material solutions to consumer care, infrastructure, packaging markets worldwide. Now, this stock meets my criteria this year. It's in the right sector. Basic materials. Essentials of life. Price to sales, 1.1. What was Shopify? 44. 1.1 price to sales, forward PE 13. Shopify was 220 something, okay? Growth rate on Dow, you know, they kind of have a corner on the market of silicon, which is used in a lot of different things. Their 5-year growth rate from Refinitiv right now is 27%. That gives the PEG ratio at less than 1, 0.5. That gives me 100% upside potential over the next 5 years. Now, that one's in my wheelhouse. I own that one. Argus likes it. They up it to a buy. D-O-W. What is the dividend? 4.5% dividend yield on this Midland, Michigan basic materials company. Okay, we'll look at one more here before we got to go to break. Alphabet, Google having a phenomenal day. You know, you can say what you want about Google, but they make a ton of money. They kind of have a monopoly on the ad, online ad business. Them and Facebook are probably the two biggest in online advertising, and they get a handsome rate for those ads that you want to purchase on their site. Or pay for those Google words. Google's price to sales is 8.5. It's trading at 28 times forward earnings. 5-year growth rate, 18%. Pay ratio of 1.6. So this is all at the upper edge of my valuation criteria. But having said that, the momentum is unbelievable right now. In fact, Alphabet slash Google is ranked number 7 overall out of 5,790. So the investor has to make the decision if they'll make an exception to this year's demands by the market for lower ratios than last year. You've got to step it up here to put Google or Alphabet into the portfolio. But that's one sensational chart on Google. Congratulations to Google. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be back with our featured stock of the day. To the final segment of the Best Stocks Now show on this Wednesday. We'll be doing the newsletter tomorrow, so you better reserve your newsletter. I give everybody 2 free weeks of the full Monte, the whole enchilada. It's got all of the portfolios, which look entirely different from last year. I will tell you, last year it was spicy enchiladas. This year, very mild enchiladas. That's just the way the market is. That's why I like being nimble. I like being unconstrained so I can go where I want to go in the market. In fact, in this final segment, the title of this little segment will be Fertilizer Stocks Do Not Stink. And I'll give you my favorite fertilizer stock. And by the way, it's hitting a new all-time high today. Now, if you want to sign up for the newsletter, after 2 free weeks, I downgrade it. You get the whole Monty without the refried beef, without the portfolios. And then I give you a pretty good newsletter that has a recap of the week and a lot of my thoughts on the market every single week going forward until you cry uncle. And I've had very few people cry uncle. This thing goes out to thousands of people every single week of my life. I should know. I produce it. 24 years of it. You can sign up by going to our website at GundersonCapital.com. How easy is that to remember? Gunderson with an O, GundersonCapital.com. All right. Fertilizer stocks do not stink. Okay, prove it, Gunderson. You know, we were on a road trip the other day, driving through El Centro on the Interstate 8 headed east. We drove by that nitrogen plant down there, and we had to roll up the windows. Yes, nitrogen. Well, Corteva's in Wilmington, Delaware. They provide, it's actually a spinoff from DuPont, which is also up in the Delaware neck of the woods, as is our president. Corteva is a spinoff from DuPont. It's a $36 billion company. They chose a good time to spin this off because this is the agricultural part of DuPont. This was a very successful spinoff. Corteva provides agricultural products and supplies, germplasm and traits in corn, soybean, and sunflower seed markets. And boy, is that a sweet spot of the market this year. That corn sweetener, that sector is sweet. And this stock is hitting a new all-time high today. And it pays a dividend. Not a lot. 1.1%. I would also say that in 2021, paying a dividend is a plus. Whereas the last several years, it hasn't been a plus. The market favored pure growth stocks. dividend payers actually lagged the market over the last few years. This is 2021. The market goes through cycles, and we're going through a cycle right now that greatly favors the essentials of life type stocks trading at low multiples. And if you get a dividend, all the better. That's the way it is. So let's sum up Corteva. Let's go right to the beststocksnowapp.com. www, which that thing is going to have a whole new look to it here real soon. And I'm going to have the capabilities of offering a one-month free trial for you to try it out. You can become a research analyst. This is my research analyst knowledge, experience as a research analyst built into this app. I built it for myself to speed up my research. I can't research 6,000 stocks. I've got to go to something very quickly to separate the wheat, which is hitting a new 10-year high, from the chaff. And there's a lot of chaff out there in the stock market. Let me tell you, the market's full of mediocrity. We don't want mediocrity. We want the wheat, the kernel, the hard red winter wheat that makes the best bread. Corteva, judging by the app, here's what the app says. Gosh, I only got to look at a few ratios. How simple could that be? We've got price to sales of 2.56, all right? It fits in my wheelhouse of 1 to 3. The forward P.E. ratio is 21. Now, that's a little on the high side. The growth rate is 14%, so the PEG is 1.5. Well, that's a little on the high side. When I bought it, it was cheaper. But having said that, it has 82% upside potential over the next 5 years, which also fits in my wheelhouse. And it has momentum. The momentum grade is A. The stock is up 87% over the last 12 months, while the market's up 46%. You see, fertilizer stocks don't smell so bad, do they? It is currently ranked number 165 out of 5,790. Maybe you got to sprinkle a little fertilizer stocks in your portfolios to make them grow this year. I don't know. My butter lettuce is just doing fantastic. I have never seen butter lettuce. I love butter lettuce in my salad. I like romaine for my Caesar salads. And I like a little bit of that red lettuce for a nice colorful look. And boy, do they like a little fertilizer. A little bit of nitrogen certainly gets those things growing. I've never had butter lettuce. I didn't grow that kind of butter lettuce in California. But South Carolina, we have the richest soil I have ever seen. It is black. Anything grows in it. And my tomatoes with a little bit of plant food, man, they look sensational. And the peppers are doing great. Corteva, our featured stock of the day, CTVA, and we will disclose that it's a big position. Not only is it in our premier growth portfolio, it's in our dividend and growth portfolio because it pays a dividend. Now, the good news is if you say, this is all too much for me, I don't want to do this, I'm retired, I'm enjoying the grandkids, I'm planting butter lettuce. Well, we do this for a living. This is what I do all day long with my team. And I'm going to have even a bigger team behind me here very soon at Southport Capital. I can't wait. It looks like a match made in heaven. And you can talk to one of our advisors, and we'll soon have capabilities where you can go in person, several offices across America. Give us a call to set up either a virtual appointment or an in-person appointment at 855-611-BEST. 855-611-BEST. Fertilizer stocks do not stink. This is Bill Gunderson. Have a great day.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisory firm. All accounts are held at Ameritrade. Ameritrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.